If the British march by land or sea from the town tonight, hang a lantern aloft in the belfry arch of the North Church Tower as a signal light, one if by land and two if by sea. Paul Revere's Ride by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Two Lights for Tomorrow is a nationwide initiative to commence the celebration of the 250th birthday of the United States of America. Marinette County Museum curator and historian Joan Pace.
What it's doing is going back into history of when the year before in 1775, actually April 18th and 19th of 1775, Paul Revere and the three others took their historic ride to warn the colonists with their lantern the British were coming. And they did one by land, two by sea. So there's many historical societies nationwide doing this.
Pace says what we did is we ordered 10-inch solar lanterns. We are selling them at the museum for $10 each.
Kind of reminding you that the two lights, we're asking that all homes, visitor centers, cultural, historical groups, community sites in your government buildings, put these two lights in there. It reminds people how we all came together at one point in our history to become independent in who we are. And we'd like the whole community to light up. Have these lights on from now until July 4th of next year.
Proceeds from the sale of the lanterns will go towards the framing of an 1876 13-star American flag that was donated to the museum. Next July 4th, there will be an open house when it will be unveiled to the community. You can reach the museum by calling 715-732-0831. For Bay Cities Radio, I'm Melissa Ebsch.